G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M. On 963 Triple M, Woolies across the region had a little bit of trouble yesterday. Were you caught up in it? I would love to hear from you. There is talk about a cafe in Sydney that charged $6 for sauce. That is outrageous. I would like to know when you found something on the menu that just utterly horrified you, I suppose. One of the other things that's going on today, Richard Ditalli is making headlines everywhere. We're going to talk about that across the morning this morning because I would love to know what you think here in the Limestone Coast.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
There's going to be a lot of talk about the Commonwealth today, hot on the heels of the Commonwealth Games up on the Gold Coast. One of the things that I'd like to make sure you know about, first of all, there was a lot of talk yesterday about the Commonwealth Games closing ceremony, and there's been a lot of talk about the Commonwealth Games in the preceding 24 hours as a result. Peter Beattie came out and said that the organising committee for the Commonwealth Games got it wrong, which they definitely did. So many people took to social media to complain about the fact that the athletes didn't have the chance of marching into the stadium or at least having it televised. But one of the things that's come to light is the fact that the Commonwealth Games opening and closing ceremonies cost around $46 million. Now, that is about $200,000 a minute, apparently. That's somebody else's maths, not mine, because I'm terrible at maths and I didn't work it out. But I wonder where the money went at $200,000 a minute for the opening and closing ceremonies, because apparently the singers, the performers, weren't actually paid to perform, which just puts our Aussie entertainers into an exceptional light, because they said, yes, I think this is good for the country. I think this is good for the Commonwealth Games. I think this is good for Queensland, and I'd love to be part of it. But they didn't get paid, which is amazing. There is, I doubt that I would find a lot of us in the Limestone Coast who wouldn't want to get paid for doing a job in their everyday life. And to think that that a whole host of singers from across the nation have done so is just pretty incredible. Anyway, on 963 Triple M, other reasons that we're going to hear about the Commonwealth today. While Prince Charles is going to be the King of Britain at some stage in his life, he's going to head the British monarchy, it's not necessarily true that he's going to head the Commonwealth. 2.6 billion people in the Commonwealth as it stands at the moment. And there's going to be a decision made this week. The National News team are talking all about it. And Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are apparently going to be part of that process. Prince Harry has just been named the youth ambassador for the Commonwealth. These are things you're going to hear a whole lot more about across the day today.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. As we start the day, one of the things that Luke and Sean Maynard from our newsroom were talking about this morning is Richard Ditalli. He is talking about legalising cannabis. And here is just some of what the boys had to say about it this morning.
Australian Greens, they're proposing to decriminalise cannabis, declaring the war on drugs has failed. Has it really, Luke? Do you think it's failed?
Well, yes, I do. We're not talking about medicinal cannabis here. We're talking about the stuff that that you smoke. They're saying something like, tell me if I'm wrong here. They're saying, look, people should be able to have, say, six plants that they can grow in their backyard.
Yeah.
What happened when this was last proposed was that drug cartels went around neighbourhoods and gathered up people and said, you grow six, you grow six, you grow six, you grow six, and then they'd harvest them all.
Mm.
That's how they got around it.
Yeah, so they're talking about a wholesale market right across the country. Do you think that would work?
I don't know. Mm. I think that there are so many people smoking pot now. It's seen as one of the lesser drugs. Is it a gateway drug, though? That's the question. Is pot a gateway drug? Does it lead to other things?
Leader Richard Ditalli had this to say on the project last night.
As somebody who was a drug and alcohol doctor, as a parent, of make sure is that my kids get access to accurate information, and that if they're going to make a choice, like the many millions of Australians who do it, that they're getting access to lower risk products and they're getting it from a trained professional.
Richard Ditalli talking on the project last night, and a mate and I were talking about it probably about 5 minutes ago. Will, if this comes to pass, will it mean that people who have not wanted to deal with drug dealers in the past suddenly go, I'll have a crack at this? And as a result, will or would cannabis use increase across the nation if it was essentially legalized and taxed. And I want to know whether you think that Richard Dinatelli is barking up the wrong tree, whether you think that we should be legalizing something like marijuana, whether we've lost the fight on drugs. You can jump online to the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page. You can have your say, or if you'd like to have a chat to me on radio this morning, I would love to hear from you, because it's going to be one of the hot button topics of the day today. Let me know what you think about what Richard Dinatelli has said.
Right across the Limestone Coast, it's UN for Breakfast on 963 Triple M.
Oh, we have reached that time of the morning. Karcher is busy at work. She's been beavering away since the early hours of the morning to keep us up to date with what is going on. Lots of news from SAPOL, and here is just some of what's going on. Good morning, Karcher.
Thanks, Ewan. Making headlines across the region, major crash investigators are at the scene of another fatal accident at the Gap. A 17-year-old teenager has been bailed to appear in court. A Kingston man has been charged with assault following an alleged incident at a licensed premises. And Medicine X has launched a new app coinciding with World Haemophilia Day today. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Now, on 963 Triple M, on our Triple M Facebook page this morning, one of the interesting things that I was reading about earlier on today is the fact that a Sydney cafe charged $6 for sauce. Now, I think that's probably, it's unheard of when it comes to a cafe, at least as far as I'm concerned. I've never seen anything like it, and I wouldn't pay $6 for sauce, but I'd love to know, A, whether you've seen something like this, or whether you've seen any other outrageous charges on menus when you've gone to a cafe or a restaurant. You can have your say online at the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page across the day today. Join the conversation at any stage. You can also give me a call on 13 27 10.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. A big shout out to everybody at the Southeastern Times this morning on the front page of the paper today. You're going to find out about the sale yards up at Millicent. Apparently almost $700,000 has been lost over the course of the last 6 years at the sale yards, which means that the council is now looking at whether to sell or close the facility following the losses. It's a huge amount of money that the council's got to try and come up with. It's one of the big stories that's making news across the Limestone Coast today. One of the things that truly upsets me, taking a look at the pages of the paper this morning, is about the Millicent Cemetery. Locals are outraged and calling for a bit more respect, as you would, because there's been numerous thefts from the Millicent Lawn Cemetery. It makes you wonder what people are thinking about taking stuff from a cemetery. It's one of those low things that shouldn't happen in our society, but unfortunately it does. There's a huge story on page 2 in the Southeastern Times today. And of course, if you know anything about what's going on, about any of the thefts, Crime Stoppers is a great way to let the local police across the Limestone Coast know. And we're going to talk to the local police later on this morning, because there's a number of things that the local police would like some information on. This is not the only one.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M, talking cannabis and the idea that cannabis might be legalised in some form in Australia. If the head of the Greens, Richard Dinatale, has his say, Phil, what do you think?
I think in one aspect it might be a good idea, but then again you've got to look at what the bigger picture is. People that don't normally use cannabis or don't want to deal with dealers that sell it will start coming out and getting supplied by a medical professional. And it's going to be fun going to medical professionals saying, oh, I need some cannabis. Yeah, well, right, I would write your script for them.
There's a couple of things about it. Number one is now that we, if we're looking at doing it that way, and if we go down the road of going to a medical professional, I mean, it's hard enough to see a doctor, especially in the southeast right now, let alone going to a doctor to get cannabis. What do you think the pluses are of an idea like this from the Greens?
Well, the pluses are it's going to eliminate dealers, and it's going to bring the price of marijuana down, because it'll be a set price. But then again, is it a gateway drug where you can go and get it legally and then it's not going to give you that buzz that it's supposed to give you? Then what do you try next? Then go to where? And the other thing is, where's the Greens going to draw the line in the sand and say, well, we're going to legalize this and that's it? Or are they going to, 10 years down the track, oh, we'll legalize cocaine? or we'll legalise ecstasy. It's a very delicate subject, which I have strong opinions on myself, but I can't express those opinions because it might offend a few of the listeners with the choice of words that I use.
Well, look, I suppose from a tax point of view, it would be fantastic for the government. It would be a form of tax like tobacco, like alcohol, all of those sin taxes. But end of the day, line in the sand, do you agree with it? Do you reckon it's a terrible idea?
I don't really think it's a terrible idea, but they've got to really stop and think about, the long-term repercussions of what they're doing, and B, if it's going to work, all right, you were saying then that the government's going to get taxes out of it, but also looking at the fact that I'm a cigarette smoker, every time the government seems to get themselves into a bit of financial difficulty, up goes the taxes on cigarettes, beer, and petrol, the main three things that everybody, everybody uses, but, you know, cigarettes mainly, any alcoholic product, and fuel seems to be the main three they hit. Well, hang on, they can bring the fourth one in now. Oh, we'll increase the tax on marijuana. But, yeah, no, personally, myself, I think it's a bad choice.
Phil, great to talk to you this morning. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Not a problem. You and you have a good day.
Oh, 963 Triple M. I would love to know what you think. Whether you think the Greens' idea of legalising cannabis, whether you think the plan is a good idea or a bad idea, you can jump online to the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page. You can give me a call on 13 2017. It is only one of the stories that I'm asking about this morning because a Sydney cafe is in trouble at the moment for charging $6 for sauce. I'd love to know what you think about that. And when you've seen something on the menu that is just as outrageous, you can tell me your stories online at Triple M's Limestone Coast Facebook page.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. We get to talk all about Youth Week activities taking place across the city. A man who knows all about it is Ben Kilsby. He is the Community Development and Engagement Officer with the Council. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Ewan. Good to talk to you.
You too, mate. Now, you've obviously had some success with Youth Week already. Lots going on.
Look, absolutely. As with many other years, we have a big focus on Youth Week here in Mount Gambier and the surrounding district, and this year is no exception. We've got a range of events that happen throughout the week, and it's a fantastic celebration of youth culture and young people in the region.
Ben, what's coming up then for the rest of the week that we can get the kids and grandkids involved with?
Yeah, plenty happening for the rest of the week. When we started last Friday with a fantastic event at the Railways and at the library, and that event had a couple of hundred people that turned up for Loud in the library. So there's some great local artists that were performing there in terms of musicians and a heap of games and activities for a range of people that braved the weather despite the rain and came out for that event. And look, hopefully the clouds clear for the rest of the week. Later on this afternoon, we've got a fantastic event starting at 3 p.m. at Metro Bakery, and it's going to be taken over by young people as a place to hang out, meet people, enjoy a free milkshake and some cake. And we know that they produce some great cake there at Metro for chill and chat, which is a really fantastic part of Youth Week.
Absolutely. What else is going on?
Thursday, we've got a creative writing workshop happening at the library from about 2:30, and down at Port McDonald's. This is a collaboration with a District Council of Grant. There is a slot car championships happening at the Port McDonald Community Complex kicking off from about 2 o'clock. And at 6 p.m, a great event that is put together in collaboration with the Barry Maney Group, which is a thing called Top Tips for Young Drivers. So those for young people that maybe have a car or have access to a car or learning to drive or have driven for a while, and about getting some tips and hints about how to be able to perform some maintenance and some emergency assistance on the car if it's required. So that's a great little event, workshop that kicks off from 6 p.m.
Anything else you can tell us about, Ben?
Yeah, Friday, we've got a lot happening, and really throughout the whole Mount Gambier area, you're going to see the Amazing Race, which happened last year and was a fantastic event where we see teams take on a whole range of challenges and find clues around the city and complete pit stops as they explore different areas around the city as part of that Amazing Race, and that's in collaboration with Headspace from 4 p.m. on Friday. From 5:30 p.m., we've got a really large event that happens at the main corner called Pop Culture culture pursuit, and that is a pop culture movie night with cosplay, games, virtual reality, art, craft and creativity. So there's heaps that will be happening at the main corner from 5:30 p.m. and from 6:15 there's outdoor cinema at the Port Macdonald Village Green, where they're going to be showing the new and the classic version of Ghostbusters. So that's going to be a great event. Now, all these events are free of charge and are open to people between the age of 12 and 25. So it's a fantastic opportunity to be able to come down, celebrate being young, celebrate youth culture and the important role that young people play within our community. So more information about this, go to City Youth on Facebook and find that. That's the page that is put together by our youth advisory group, and obviously they drive a whole range of the events and, that happens as part of this week. Check the news section of the City of Mount Gambier website or grab a program from the main corner from the library for all the details and how to register for some of those events.
Ben, great to talk to you this morning. Good luck with the rest of Youth Week. Thanks for chatting to us about it.
Good to talk to you as always. You want cheers.
On 963 Triple M, there's some really cool stuff going on for Youth Week. If you've got the grandies and you're looking for stuff to do this week,
the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
It's Triple M. Mel is on the line. Mel, do you reckon we should be legalising cannabis?
Yeah, I do, mate. I think that it's a waste of resources. People are never going to stop smoking marijuana.
Well, especially when there's 7 million of us across Australia apparently doing it.
Exactly. So, I mean, why waste all these legal resources just for the person who gets caught, goes to the court, and they go, okay, yep, here's a fine, off you go. And they go straight out the door, they go straight around to their mate's place, and they do it anyway. Mm-hmm. With something that we don't know how good it is, it's chemically enhanced, they're the things that mess up people's brains. I think that it's a much better idea to spend our legal resources on getting rid of ice, speed, cocaine, heroin, the ones that really put people in the gutter.
Mel, you bring up an interesting point. Is cannabis a gateway drug to these other drugs you've mentioned?
No, I don't believe that. I think that, look, people are going to try drugs, and if they want to go into heavy drugs, they're going to do it. I don't believe that. I know a lot of people that have smoked marijuana most of their life, and they've never gone into the heavy drugs. They're not interested in the heavy drugs, but you're going to have people who want to try the heavy drugs, they're going to go and get it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no different to someone who steals a pencil at school. It's not like he's going to be a criminal for the rest of his life, you know, but there are people out there that are just unfortunate that they're criminals. They're born that way. It's in their makeup, so it's the way they're going to be.
Mel, think of how much money the government's going to recoup in tax if they bring this forward.
Well, honestly, it wipes out the dealers. It wipes out the underside of the drug. It makes it more, clean, because there is chemically enhanced marijuana out there, which does mess with people's minds. It's been going on for years. Mm. Why not get a tax out of it? Why not make some money out of it? I mean,
and as you were saying, the savings from a law enforcement point of view, because the police aren't chasing people who are dealing in it, the courts aren't clogged to the hilt with people who have been charged. It's almost a win-win.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, why send someone to court so they can get a slap on the wrist, go around in their mate's place, and have a joint?
Mm.
It's not going to stop. But we need to stop the hard drugs that are killing people, like taking their lives completely away from them.
What would happen, do you think, if medical professionals came out and said that cannabis is a gateway drug, cannabis is something that is going to affect a proportion of the community in terrible ways, and that is why we shouldn't be legalising it?
But it's doing it now, if that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not legalised. We don't know who these people are that are taking it. We've got no idea. We can't help them, can we? At least if it's legal and they're going through the medical profession, their names will be registered. We'll be able to help them. We'll know who they are.
Mel, you bring up some amazing points. It's been great to talk to you this morning. I hope we get the chance to talk in the future, mate.
Okay, cheers, you.
On 963 Triple M, I'd love to know whether you agree with the Green stance on legalising cannabis, marijuana. There are a whole host of things that are really cool to talk about the around the water cooler at the moment. There's been a lot of talk about a Sydney barber who decided to say no to a mother who wanted her daughter's haircut. The barber concerned said that he didn't have the skills to cut the girl's hair, and as a result, he's now going to court. The world is a bizarre place, let me tell you.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Recently, I've moved out to the east of the city, out near Umphers and Sinkhole. And as a result, each and every day, I do my ride on my treadley up past what was Fiddler and Webb and past a set of derelict flats, which a decade down the track causing consternation to a number of people, me included. It's on the front page of the paper today. You can find out on the front page of the Border Watch. George's hair design, the owner, Kylie Stratman, is pictured on the front page of the paper. Her frustration that this derelict set of flats is still causing headaches for people 10 years down the track. It makes me wonder why council hasn't done something about it, hasn't demanded that the owner of this derelict set of flats do something about its demolition to clean up the site, to make it safer, to make it not so much of an eyesore across the city. And that brings me back to the point of the Fiddler and Webb building. It makes me wonder why the council hasn't done anything about that either. It's something that was being talked about on the front page of the paper during the course of the last couple of weeks. And, it defies belief for me that that council doesn't get more involved in issues like this when it comes to blights on our city. We live in a remarkable city that has been demonstrated in the last couple of days with how generous residents are. But when it comes to the look of our city, I think we need to have more pride in the look of the Blue Lake City. And when it comes to issues like derelict buildings, I think we should be demanding more of council. I'd love to know what you think about that, by the way. 132710 is the number to call.
Triple M's Rock the Boat 2018.
It is the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M rocking the boat in 2018. Bill, would you like to be on the cruise?
Can't think of much better than rocking the boat, mate. It'd be quite an experience.
Mate, it would indeed. And the acts are just incredible.
Yeah, I can't name them offhand, but I've heard it quite a bit on 963 recently. And yeah, it sounds like it'd be a really good week away.
Now, who would you take? That is the big question, Bill.
I probably would have to fight over it between my wife and my four children, because they've sort of grown up with the rock music and everything else of the decades of time gone by.
Mate, I understand totally. I do not want to be in your position if Al gives you a call over the course of the next week or so. Hey, Bill, good luck. You are in the draw, though. We're going to see if we can make you a winner on Friday. You never know. You could be cruising the South Pacific for 7 days in October. Sounds nice.
Sounds like a plan. I could pencil it in quite easily.
Now, to book your cabin, you can head to chooseyourcruise.com.au. You can contact your cruise co-agent. And if, like Bill, you would like to be one of the members of the Triple M Club with a chance to be cruising the South Pacific in style in October on board Radiance of the Sea, checking out acts like Foreigner, Romantics, Ross Wilson, Shannon Knoll, the Eurogliders, and a whole heap of others, jump online, triplem.com.au.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. It is Billy Ardle for you this morning. Hot in the city. It's 14 after 8. And I've got to admit, there are times, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, that I do not understand the world. I think the world has a lot to answer for in, when it comes to litigation. I don't understand why we have gone down the path of following America and why there is so much litigation in the world. And the reason I'm talking about that is an article that that surfaced last week across Australia. A Sydney barber was asked to cut a young girl's hair by her mother. Now, the barber said, "I don't have the skills for that. I'm really sorry. I can't do that." And the mother took to social media to decry this poor barber and to bag his business, and as a result has now taken the barber and his family to court. Now, it's going to cost $50,000 to litigate this on the grounds that a barber, and forgive me for not knowing, but I was under the impression that a hairdresser was able to cut all sorts of people's hair, male and female, but a barber was specifically a male hairdresser. And as a result, if you don't have the skills, you don't have the skills, you don't want to muck up a haircut of a young lady, you should be able to have a right to say, no, I don't want to do that, especially as a business owner. Apparently not these days, and apparently if you don't agree with what a shop assistant or an owner says, you can now take them to court, which is just beyond me. Anyway, one of the cool things that's come about is the fact that there is a GoFundMe campaign, which is hoping to help with the legal costs for this young family. $3,000 has been donated so far in just a couple of days. If you would like to help out, you can find all the details online, I am sure. But it is just beyond me some days. You read stuff in the news and you shake your head and you go, what is the world coming to? Maybe it's the fact that I'm getting old.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Triple M, catching up with Sergeant Andy Stott from Safehole. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Hey, Andy, police have been busy. There's been a lot of operations going on over the last week or so.
Yeah, look, it's common at this time of year that we get a heap of traffic operations going, particularly with a view to the inclement weather of winter and what that does, rain and wind and lack of visibility and all that sort of stuff. And just on that, our patrols were monitoring driver behaviour over the weekend with a lot of water falling on Mount Gambier, as we all know, and the Limestone Coast generally. And it's disappointing that our drivers are not driving to weather conditions. So if water is built up on the road, obviously, if you're travelling at, say, 60 in a 60 zone, that may well be too fast for hitting a big puddle of water and you end up aquaplaning and then having a collision. Your vehicle is just not able most vehicles are just not able to deal with that sort of thing at speed. So as a result of those conditions, as I said before, we try to make sure our community's up and running and ready with regard to vehicle condition and the right mental attitude towards this type of weather. And we have, as you would all know, last Thursday was Traffic Thursday, and where we had a look at vehicle defects and lighting across the board. The Mount Gambier patrols and the Highway Patrol got 21 defects on that day for that for those things.
Mm.
We currently have an operation running, Operation Belt Up, and everyone knows that failure to wear seatbelts is one of the leading causes of death and serious injury in a motor vehicle collision, and vehicle occupants are 10 times more likely to be seriously injured or killed if they're not wearing a seatbelt. So it's really important that we maintain that attitude, and obviously we'll be having a very close look at that for another week. So that finishes on the 24th of April. Currently we have an operation going which is relating to vintage, so we look at the grape producing areas in the Limestone Coast and have a look at the vehicles moving to and from those properties and the way they're loaded, what they've got on them, whether they're operating in a safe manner and all that sort of stuff. So it's really important that our agricultural people are on the ball there as far as driver behaviour, but also preparation and checking to make sure that they're not putting too much or having things sticking out too far or whatever else. And just on the last bit in relation to our local vehicle, we're concentrating at the moment on defects for a month from the 9th of April to the 9th of May, having a look at our local vehicles to ensure that everyone's vehicle complies and that we can all drive on the wet roads and at night or at times of limited visibility with safety.
Andy, we are going to catch up during the course of the week and talk a little bit more about things that are happening with Safehole, but people have got no excuses. You guys are out and about, and you will get people that are doing the wrong thing.
It unfortunately happens, and that's what we've got to deal with.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Triple M, Sergeant Andy Stott joins me on the line once again. Sergeant Andy Stott, good morning.
G'day there, Ewan.
Police are looking for information from a number of different investigations.
Absolutely. First thing I'll say is Crime Stoppers phone number 1-800-333-000. We need information in relation to the fatality that occurred on Sunday the 14th of April about 8:30 in the morning north from Narracourt on the Riddick Highway. We're looking for some information in relation to a dairy property where an office was broken into and 18 animal tracking GPS devices were stolen. These are very expensive and not commercially available, so therefore they sort of won't be of use to anybody.
Mm.
But we're talking $30,000+ worth of material there. And the last thing is some fires that have been occurring around the Kingston, Wyoming area, which has been going since March and into this month. We've had a number of scrub fires where seagrass on the dunes along the foreshore has been lit up, and obviously we are encouraging our community to be vigilant and take note of what goes on in their area, and we really do need to know any information that anyone may have. And as I said before, that Crime Stoppers number, 1-800-333-000.
Andy, it is always good to catch up. Hopefully people across the Limestone Coast will be able to help out with the things that you're trying to find out information about, whether it comes to the fires on the coast, whether it comes to the fatality or to the missing tags. As you say, Crime Stoppers is the number, and if you'd like more details, we've got it all online, triplem.com.au, on how you can contact Crime Stoppers. Thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
Thank you, Ewan.
On 963 Triple M, Sergeant Andy Stott from SAPOL, keeping us up to date with some of the things that we need to know across the region this week.